The idea of the Principate did not just leap out of Octavian's head. In fact, it took years for Octavian to work out and negotiate with the Roman people. In 27 BC, Octavian made a great show of restoring to the Senate the Roman Republic. In return, the Senate voted him major proconsular imperium over any province containing Roman troops. This gave Octavian permanent legal control over what was already his personal client army. He also received the name Imperator Augustus Caesar, which he used for the rest of his life. In 23 BC, Augustus, as history knows him best, also received lifetime tribunician power, which gave him formal veto power over everything and scored him points with the urban mob. When pretty boy Lepidus died in 12 BC, Augustus was elected at Pontifex Maximus. Now that he held supreme military, secular, and religious power, Augustus was literally the pater familias of all Rome. Still, he observed strictly the demands of the Mos Maiorum in his role as princeps, or Rome's first man. The annual elections continued as before. The legislative assemblies met as before. The senatorial class accepted proconsulships, and the equestrian class continued to get rich thanks to its special relationship with the princeps. The masses were impressed with Augustus's generosity and with Rome's reputation as the world power, pure and simple. It was all a facade, of course, publicized by Augustus's building program and by his government-supported poets, and backed up by 150,000 veteran legionaries stationed around the Roman world. Yet, almost all Romans preferred this facade to the century of chaos Rome endured before Augustus took charge. Augustus was careful to allow the Senate power in name only. The magistracies became more and more empty honors, while actual government business was handled by hand-picked members of the equestrian class. The senatorial class ran only those provinces which had no troops. The other provinces were called imperial and governed by equestrian legates, while the armies themselves were commanded by Augustus's own hand-picked generals, who were usually members of the Caesar family.